The movable sanctuary that God commanded Moses to build was set up according to the pattern that the Lord had shown him on Mount Sinai. The Epistle to the Hebrews confirms that this man-made sanctuary was an imitation of the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man, and the service that was celebrated there was a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. God left nothing to human imagination. Each element of these sacred precincts and its service symbolized Christ and the eternal plan of redemption. The Ark of the Covenant in the Most Holy Place represented the throne of God. It contained the two tables of the law. This divine law condemned sinful man. But the lid, called the mercy seat or atoning cover, when it was sprinkled with the blood of the sacrifice, represented atonement and forgiveness, for the blood of an innocent victim had been shed for sinful man and had satisfied God's holy law. The Epistle to the Hebrews states that Christ, our High Priest, entered the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption for his people. A heavy curtain, the veil, separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place. According to the Epistle to the Hebrews, the Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the holiest of all had not yet been disclosed. After the death of Christ on the cross, the veil of the temple at Jerusalem was torn in two from the top to the bottom, indicating that the way was now open and that believers could have free access to God. The golden altar in front of the veil was where the priest offered sacred incense. This symbolized the work of Christ interceding for his people in heaven. The incense rising before God was also a type of the adoration and prayers of believers. The table of showbread and the loaves represent the Lord. Christ is the true bread from heaven, the spiritual food upon which the believer feeds. The tabernacle had no windows. The outer room, or holy place, was lit by the sacred lampstand, with its seven lamps. This points to God-given light. Jesus, the light of the world, is the perfect revelation of this divine light. The most holy place behind the veil, symbolizing the immediate presence of God, was illuminated by the glory of the Lord alone. At the end of time, when believers spend eternity in the very presence of God, the celestial city described in the book of Revelation will have the Lord as its only source of light. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, says the Apostle John, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Everything that concerned the sanctuary pointed to the person and work of Christ. Even the metals, materials, and colors had symbolic meaning. Gold, a noble metal of great value, speaks of divinity, the matchless and unchanging nature of God. Silver points to redemption, bronze and copper to suffering and judgment. Blue is a reminder of the heavenly, purple of kingship, scarlet of the blood of sacrifice, and pure white denotes perfect holiness and purity. All these colors describe the different aspects of Christ. The tabernacle was surrounded by a courtyard roughly 46 meters long and 23 meters wide. White curtains of finely twisted linen, hanging on 60 posts with bronze bases and tops overlaid with silver, formed an enclosure more than 2 meters high. The curtains that formed the courtyard were held in place by ropes fixed to bronze tent pegs. There was only one entrance to the courtyard. It consisted of a heavy curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely twisted linen, about 9 meters wide and over 2 meters high, which hung on 4 posts with bronze bases and tops overlaid with silver. This curtain, similar to the one hanging at the entrance to the tabernacle itself, speaks of Christ, the only means of access into the presence of God. The courtyard contained 2 very important items. An imposing altar for sacrifices, just under 2.5 meters square and 1.5 meters high, was placed near the entrance. This altar, made of acacia wood, entirely overlaid with bronze, was called the altar of burnt offering or brazen altar. It had 4 bronze horns at the upper corners, a bronze grating with 4 rings, and it was carried by means of 2 poles. Its position close to the entrance to the courtyard indicated the need of an atoning sacrifice for forgiveness before sinful man could approach a holy God. The Bible clearly states, however, that the blood of animals cannot take away sin. The animal victims of the Old Testament were merely symbols that prefigured the unique and only sacrifice acceptable to God, the atoning death of his Son, Jesus Christ. Between the brazen altar and the tabernacle was a big circular basin or laver made of bronze. This was filled with water. The priests had to wash their hands and feet whenever they entered the tent of meeting. The purification of the priests speaks of the sanctification of believers. This huge laver was made with the mirrors of polished metal of the Israelite women. Next episode, Aaron's priestly garments and the service of the Levites.